This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News.
Let's see, something costs less. From around the world. Despite all the extraordinary efforts, the government and health system workers are still struggling to bend the curve of growing cases caused by the latest variant of the virus. 5 more people died today, and 30 million tested positively. Citizens are now required to wear masks when they step out to the balconies of their isolation facilities and take them off only when they are back to the safety of their rooms. Stay compliant. Stay isolated. Stay safe. And now, on to other news. As the whole planet went on the righteous crusade against climate change and global warming, we are excited to spread the word about another successful project. As science tells us, during the night, plants release CO2 into the atmosphere. CO2 is a powerful greenhouse gas that dramatically contributes to global warming. But don't worry. Almost 100,000 square miles of South American rainforest has been cleared, and this area is used to construct one of the largest solar panel fields in the world that will provide us with a tremendous amount of clean energy. We will keep fighting the deadly forests and defeat climate change. That is all for today. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.
Thank you.
decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
Plans to ban cows, ban rice, cut down trees to, quote, stop carbon dioxide that creates our atmosphere. We are living in an insane moment, ladies and gentlemen. Got a lot of other news and information, obviously, to hit here in the next few hours, but I wanted to do this today, interspersed with all the news we're going to be covering that's so important. I wanted to take your phone calls. So I'm going to give the toll-free number out here for first-time callers to call in on any subject, any topic you want to cover, any question, anything you want to get into. All I ask for is you have a clean phone line and you be ready to talk. And we did a great job last week taking calls. We took calls 4 days out of the week. Probably took 200 calls. That's what I want to do more and more. And as I promised, I've been doing it. I'm doing a lot of commercial-free, 2-3 hour shows where we just take calls. Those calls are so important. I love the different angles, different wild card natures of what you bring up. So here, my friends, is the toll-free number to join us on this live Monday edition. I would be honored if you would bring up some of the topics we covered in the last hour that are so incredible and give me your take on it, but you're welcome to bring up any subject you want. That's part of the fun of it and part of the informative nature of it. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. What do you think of Elon Musk coming out, which we already knew, but now it's admitted that by him that the government was illegally spying on people through Twitter, your private DMs, no warrants, just a massive, massive scandal. He's also come out and said anybody that sterilizes a child before they're 18 should be put in prison for life. All of that is so important. You can say, well, I don't trust him or I don't like him. It doesn't matter. What does it signify that he's going this hardcore? It shows a major fissure inside the New World Order. We're looking at commercial real estate market. We're looking at 100 nations moving to ditch the dollar. We're going to look at the riots that happened this weekend in Chicago. We're going to look at another assassination attempt. This was a bomb against the Japanese prime minister after a former prime minister was gunned down last year. Big stuff happening in Japan. Also, Army trainee had two heart attacks after COVID-19 vaccine. Now she'll likely be discharged. We're going to be looking at all of that. Biden's poll numbers grim as he preps for re-election bid. He's got less than 30% support. Royals on the brink of collapse as Charles warned firm risk abolishing the monarchy itself. All of that is coming up today and what that really signifies. It's so important. Also, sanctions may backfire on the dollar, U.S. Treasury Secretary admits. And that ties into what I was talking about, the dollar. This is all just massive, massive, massive developments that will affect all of our lives in such a huge way. Because as bad as the globalists are, living in America with the world reserve currency, it propped up a lot of things. The dollar loses its world reserve currency. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't even want to say what's going to happen in this country, I think you've got a good idea. You think inflation's bad now? Think about when nobody wants U.S. dollars to buy the goods anymore because they're just trash. That's why World War III is on the horizon. But at the same time, the globalists are maneuvering policies that destroy the U.S. dollar that anybody knows would do this. We predicted it over a year ago. Well, then why are they doing it? Because they want to bring in the central bank digital currencies. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX is the number to call. And we will take your phone calls and cover all this news in great detail. But let's go ahead and get to some of these clips. Looking at New York City and what's happened in New York City, because it's important. So let's play clip 6, clip 5. Those are very important, because imagine being a bodega owner and being physically attacked. Imagine being a parking attendant and somebody pulls a gun on you and they shoot you, and you wrestle the gun away and shoot them and you're put in jail. That happened 3 weeks ago. Imagine living under this level of criminality and know that if the globals get control, everywhere you live will be under the same level of undermining society and civilization. Here's a few of the clips.
Just like any other day, I took pride in the hard work I put in every day at the store to earn my own money and support myself and my family. That is when I encountered a true and real threat to my life. After I simply told a woman that she could not have potato chips because her payment was declined, I was face to face with her boyfriend, who seemed ready to kill me. He attacked me violently, threw me around the store. The woman stabbed me herself. I truly believe they were there to kill me. So faced with this, I did what I knew I had to do to save my life. What the law allows me to do to save my life. I stabbed that man in self-defense. But when the police came, even though I was injured myself, I was placed under arrest. I was taken to jail. When I came before the judge, the prosecutor said I was being charged with murder in the second degree. They asked for bail, even though so many people are being let go these days, and I couldn't afford it. So I went to Rikers Island. I was forced into a crowded and unsafe intake cell. Even though I was injured in jail, I didn't get the medical treatment I should have received. I spent almost a week in Rikers Island before bail was lowered and I could be released. I was forced to endure the harsh conditions on Rikers Island as an innocent man. I still don't know why I was charged with murder. I believe that law enforcement and the DA's office didn't investigate the case fully. They rushed to judgment, and I suffered because of it. Even though the charges were ultimately dropped, they should not have been brought against me to begin with. I am now traumatized from the incident. I am not working because I am terrified for my life that someone in a gang will come after me for revenge. I was injured physically and mentally because of the incident and my unlawful arrest and incarceration. My story is one that should not happen again. Crime does not discriminate on the basis of a political party. It needs to be addressed by law enforcement on the street and by prosecutors in the court. But it has to be aimed at the people committing crime, not an innocent man like me. And the next time an innocent man does nothing but protect their own life in self-defense from a violent attack, they should not be made the villain, but instead treated with care and compassion as a victim.
District Attorney Bragg took an oath to uphold the law and not to downgrade crimes that have an effect on victims of New York City. The Detectives Endowment Association has been saying this for 3 years now, that a lot of the laws that have been enacted here in New York City and New York State are counterproductive to the safety of the people of New York City. The bail reform laws, there is a direct correlation from when the bail reform laws were enacted to day one to the uptick in violent crimes across New York City. Shootings have increased. Gun violence has increased. Illegal guns coming into New York City has increased dramatically. But we talk about the seven majors, the felony crimes that are affecting people in New York City. But as important as those felony crimes that are violating the people across this city are many low-level crimes that are not even being addressed that affect the victims for many, many years to come. Sexual-related crimes on the subways and throughout the city streets are increasing. Assaults on police officers are increasing.
It's all part of a plan. Here's the headline. New York City parking attendant charged with murder for shooting car thief after he was shot two times by the car thief. I mean, folks, this is going away. He wrestled the gun away. It wasn't even his gun. I mean, folks, this is designed to destroy society. Stay with us. Your calls are coming up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls here in 1 minute. But I mentioned this stack, so I'm going to go ahead and hit some of the headlines and get into it more later. Elon Musk slams transgender therapy for minors and says parents or doctors who sterilize a child, this is a quote, quote, sterilize a child before they are consenting adults should go to prison for life. Continuing, state bans on gender reassignment surgery spread across America. Indiana, Idaho, join the list. CBS gender transition guide requires use of preferred pronouns sharing bathrooms. And they're brainwashing and indoctrinating the children worldwide. And this sickening clip I'll play later. This father transitioned his son to a girl at age 3, says it was his son's decision. Trump promises safety investigation to transgender drug therapies. That is weak compared to what Elon Musk and DeSantis are doing. There are just two genders, female and male. All the rest are mental disorders. And then this clip is just insane, and we have time later. After I take calls, I'll get to it. This is Canada, and they say, we're trying to block parents from learning about their rights for us to keep it secret when we prepare them for sterilization. And they laugh and giggle and say, so we're going to hide. They say the law is public, so we want to hide the law. So they just pass a law regulatorily without it being the parliament to now say parents ought to be told. I mean, you watch these clips. It's like they're not even real. They're so insane. Trans teacher who threatened to shoot students removed from school. CEO of Anheuser-Busch is former CIA operative now reeling over wokeism and Bud Light hangover. James O'Keefe questions Dylan Mulvaney about transgender inmates raping women in prisons. He runs off. Very important video that we put together that's on Bandai Video that I'm going to air at the end of the next hour. Horror stories. Trans kids at highest risk of suicide regret from body mutilation. Meanwhile, teachers ordered to pay back $300,000 for suing for no money for being ordered to go to critical race theory training where whites must roll game and admit that they are bad racists because they're white. And the Obama judge said, yes, you shouldn't have sued for no money trying to block your rights to not go to brainwashing classes, that you're racist because you're white, and you got to pay $300,000, a true attack on the First Amendment. That's just some of the news we've got. There's so much more to hit. I probably covered 20% of the stacks. We'll get to it all. We also have breaking news, but right now, let's go to Monty in Florida. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you for having me, Alex. You just mentioned about the trans shooter in Hernando County that threatened to shoot up his students in the classroom, and that's where I'm calling from, is from Hernando County, Florida. And I'm the vice chair of the Moms for Liberty chapter here in Hernando County. And about that, our local school district tried to cover that up because the trans shooter made the threats back on March 24th. And then 17 days after that, they basically buried it until a source, either with the school district or the sheriff's department, we don't know which one, leaked it to a local reporter who wrote about it. Parents found out. The district still stonewalled the parents until the April 11th school board meeting, and the district was still not answering them. So our chapter and myself, we obtained the police report and just put it out there for everyone to see. And it's very troubling what was going on, not only the cover-up, but what this teacher was put right back in the classroom after they made these threats.
Well, it's beautiful that whoever leaked it, leaked it. That's what we need to see more of. When they try to sweep this evil under the rug, we've got to get it out.
Yes, we do. And we've been fighting really hard. And right now what we're doing is this past weekend, myself, I was a school board candidate back in 22 and I didn't make it in there. But I'm using every bit of my apparatus right now to try to get the word out that we have to get the governor involved to remove the superintendent and the board chair, the board vice chair, and specifically the board member who they're all briefed about this. They all knew about this. They kept information from other board members. And they kept the information from the public, and they flat-out lied to people and said nothing happened. There was no threat. And it's just beyond disturbing that this is happening in our county because we're more or less a red county, but we have a dark blue Democrat school board. So right now we have a petition that's out there. It's on my Twitter, if I could share that, if you don't mind.
Please do.
It's if you go to Monty Floyd Press on Twitter, the petition is tagged at the very top, and I'm working with the Fox Chapel parents to try to get
Monty Floyd Press. Absolutely, the real battle to the school boards is even in deep red areas. They're in control. The good news is the Democrats are panicking. They've seen the last 2 years record turnover in school boards as parents get upset and take their school districts back.
Oh yeah, they are definitely panicking. When I ran in 22, I was inspired by you a lot, Alex, because our school district was one of the few that defied Governor DeSantis's orders back during COVID with a mask. So they wouldn't let me back in the school room without wearing a mask after they voted to do this in defiance of the governor's orders. So I debated as a candidate to, you know, push it and get arrested for not wearing a mask or trespass or do what Alex Jones would do. So I went home and I collect Cold War era stuff. It's just my hobby. I grew up in the 80s, so I had a biohazard suit. So I went back to the next school board. I went right back in there with a biohazard suit and lectured them about how the masks don't work at all. So
great job, brother. We love you. Keep it up. You are the front line. You are victory. Let's talk to Rich in Florida. Rich, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good afternoon. This is Rich in Florida, and I'm actually in Citrus County, Florida, one county up from the guy who just called in, and I can completely agree with what he's saying. But one of the most conservative parts, not just in Florida, but probably the entire country, probably give some parts of Texas some run here. I mean, almost 70% of this county voted for President Trump in 16 and 20. But he's absolutely right. There is a small group of elite, you know, that live here locally that, you know, honestly, I think they're ignorant as to what's going on, and they feel like they're doing the right thing by letting this stuff go. So I give that guy a lot of credit. I also want to give a shout-out to a guy named Citrus Crusader, who's here in Citrus County, who's also bringing the fight to the school boards. But that's not why I called you here today, Alex. I called you today to talk about the debt ceiling, okay, how important that is. And I'm going to harken back to your interview with Aaron Russo back in 2007, 2006. I got to tell you, that interview changed my life. After watching that interview,
hold on, let me do this, Rich. I don't want to cut you short. We got a minute to break.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back because the next topic I was going to intersperse between calls is the debt ceiling, the death of the dollar, how we're being maneuvered into this. So I'm going to come back, have you make your points on this, then I'm going to make my points. So I'm really glad you called. Don't hang up, Rich. We're going to come back to you on the other side of this break. We'll go to Harry, Cecilia, Jacob, Lisa, Zappy, Robert, Matt, Craig, Mark, everybody. We're going to take all your phone calls here today. I had some guests on, but we cleared those guests out because I wanted to take calls today. You see how amazing it is. We're only a couple calls in. These callers are hitting on all cylinders. So we're going to talk about sanctions made back from the U.S. dollar. Treasury Secretary admits 100 nations have simultaneously pulled out of the dollar. This is beyond big. I mean, I can't believe the globalists actually did this. But they're doing it. I mean, they are destroying everything. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate them to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extend Your Voice. The entire infrastructure has been shut down.
All right. From the Infowars.com studios. To the Alex Jones Show.
Here's Booty Judge, transportation head, saying that there's deaths on the highway because of racism. That's right.
We've got a crisis when it comes to roadway fatalities in America. We lose about 40,000 people every year. It's a level that's comparable to gun violence. And we see a lot of racial disparities. Black and brown Americans, tribal citizens, and rural residents much more likely to lose their lives, whether it's in a car or as a pedestrian being hit by a car. There are a lot of reasons related to discrimination, related to even the ways that roads are designed and built. Who has access to a safe street design that's got crosswalks and good lighting? Who doesn't have that access? That can drive disparities, and we have a responsibility to act on that.
Translated, we're going to ban your cars and tear up the highways because they're racist. We're going to ban the trees and the rice and the cows and everything else. Meanwhile, Reuters reporting, U.S. charges two with setting up Chinese secret police station in New York. U.S. law enforcement officials have arrested two New York residents for allegedly operating a Chinese secret police station in Manhattan's Chinatown neighborhood. The two federal prosecutors in Brooklyn said in a statement today, which they've allowed to go on everywhere for years. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to Rich in Florida talking about the dollar and the dollar's death and the debt ceiling. Give us your take on that.
All right, awesome, Alex. Thank you. So what I was saying before the break is that I hearken back to your interview of Aaron Russo, and he talked about, you know, how the social controls have been in place for a century. I mean, we can go back to Jekyll Island. We can go back to 1913 and J.P. Morgan and how they passed through those amendments on Christmas Eve. And what we're seeing, and this is what Ed Dowd talks about in his most recent interviews and, you know, his writings recently, is that there's a this whole thing of control, whether it be the transgender agenda, whether it be the COVID, the lockdowns, the restrictions, you know, the Buttigieg, I'm going to put you in a nanny state situation. This is all a directional thing to move our populace into a controlled state and eventually elimination due to the fact, you know, the simple math equation that the debt is out of control. We're at $31.6 trillion in debt. We have a military that has military bases in over 100 countries. We're sending money to all these other countries. You know, we've heard President Trump talk about it, but I'm going to talk about what Ron Paul said 15 years ago when he stood up on that Republican debate stage and he looked Mike Huckabee and Rudy Giuliani, all those neocons in the face, and said, you're going to bring us down. And now we are paying for that. We're watching the generations, our future generations have their wealth stolen from them. And it's disgusting, okay? There's nothing else that can be said. I mean, you know, I respect Governor DeSantis, I respect President Trump, but none of them have said anything about the central bank autocracy that we live under. Well, I will give a shout out to Robert Kennedy Jr. RFK Jr. did put a tweet out recently that addressed this and how he specifically pointed out Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a separate unit of account. It's a permissionless money that is not under central bank control. But if you follow the mass media, mainstream media, and all the different things, the IMF, the Bank of International Settlements, London Financial, the Financial Times, all the globalists have been coming after Bitcoin for 14 years, and there's a reason for it. It's a way out. And I recommend you look that tweet up by Robert Kennedy. It was last week.
I mean, they're so scared of Robert Kennedy Jr. I appreciate your call. Bigger issue, and I totally agree with what you're saying, is why would the globalists maneuver things to the end of the dollar? Because they want the central bank digital currency. So they are deliberately taking America's main power and throwing it away, while claiming the main threat is conservative Americans that don't give their rights up. So they're globalists. They're killing the country on purpose. And some of the government started to wake up to that and is now becoming anti-China. But they really should become anti-globalist because the main threat to the country is the globalist. Just as Trump said last week. It's the enemy within that has greased the skids for everything we're witnessing right now. Harry in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, what's up, man?
Good to talk to you, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, you as well. So you brought up the Beyond the Great Reset video earlier, and it mentioned how the CO2 from the plants, you know, the agriculture, is affecting climate change, right? And so they're wanting to wipe out those rice fields, right?
Yeah, they want to wipe out our agriculture to kill us. I mean, it's they admit that. So will humanity go along with committing suicide? This is crazy.
Well, it's funny you mentioned the suicide. I mean, you look at the Green Revolution in India. Are all those farmers still committing suicide?
Reportedly, over a million have committed suicide.
Right, right. And so I think it's funny at the same time, if you look at some of the globalist initiatives in Africa, such as the Obama, Biden, Feed the Future Initiative, you have the World Economic Forum, Grow Africa campaign.
Yes.
They're investing in Africa's agriculture and infrastructure.
And it's all GMO. It's all bug protein. It's all, yeah, it's bad.
Exactly. So they're allowing all the agriculture. Look at the farms here in America where all the cows died last year in Kansas. Do you remember that?
Yes.
All these. So something's taking place in Africa with the agriculture that they're, you know, all the initiatives, everything they're investing in. And that's why you see all of these Biden administration officials taking these random trips to Africa. Like, what the hell are they doing over there?
Because it's all about the population. And even though they've blown up this last year hundreds of food processing plants and done all this, we can scale up so quickly that the engine of humanity is so powerful. That's why the globalists are panicked, because if they don't starve us and get control of us, they won't control the future. So we've all got to be productive. We've all got to try to shop local. And I think we're going to beat this if we are aware of the enemy.
Absolutely. And if you look at the National Geographic, they posted an article calling Africa the next breadbasket. And part of these initiatives for Africa
is to make sure it can't be a breadbasket. And that's why they want to take over Russia.
The opposite, Alex. they're wanting to transform Africa into the next breadbasket.
No, I know, but make it a GMO breadbasket they control.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
See, my thought is that's not a breadbasket, it's a poison basket. But yes, kill the African breadbasket, make it a poison breadbasket. That's why they're so scared of Russia. Putin said 5 years ago the main initiative is to make Russia the number one organic food exporter in the world. They've almost reached that. So, again, they don't want any clean food because everybody's going to want that.
No, you're right, and that's a great way to put it, the poison breadbasket.
Thank you for the call, Harry. Great point. Let's jam in Matt. Got about a minute and 50 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, what an honor. I appreciate the call. I had my friend and buddy and mine were watching interviews with Chip Tatum and Ted Gunderson, and he was specifically talking on all of the ways that they address certain issues and neutralize them, all the bombs and such. And you've got the Nord Stream pipeline, you've got all the farms, all of everything blowing up. And I just, he's specifically speaking on the New World Order. I just thought it was interesting how even back.
Yeah, no, 25, 30, 40 years ago, Ted Gunderson predicted everything they're doing now.
Well, yeah, and Chip Tatum in particular, I mean, Attorney Barr, we saw the picture the other day with Pelosi at JFK's. They've all been involved.
Yeah, I got to let you go, Matt. Your phone's been fading where I can only hear half what you're saying. I appreciate your call. All right, we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back with your phone calls. So I'm going to hit this dollar news first. So, Zappy, and everybody else, get ready. We're going to your calls right after this break. Robert, Mark, Craig, Cecilia, you're up next, actually. Bring it to all your calls straight ahead on this live Monday edition. But, yes, they're cutting off the resources. They're trying to ban rice and cut trees down and ban cows. I mean, they're doing it. It's crazy. And we've got to get control of our governments and stop this. And we are. More and more people are opposing it. More and more people are waking up. So as negative as things are, we're in a very positive position when it comes to waking up. So nobody should say the future is not incredibly interesting, because it is. It is so riveting what's happening. How could anybody turn their eyes away from it? I mean, it is just an incredible time to be alive.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Probably 20 years ago. You can feel it when you cross it. Crucified by lovers, but through it all, I withstood the pain. I'm no stranger to the rain. When I get that foggy feeling,
what I'm feeling now, I don't mind if I may drown.
And tonight is really coming down. Zappy, and then we'll go to Cecilia. Zappy and FEMA Region 5, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Mr. Jones, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. You want to talk about the zombie bird drones?
Yes, yes. I think this is in relation to Nikola Tesla technology. He was the first to invent drones in 1898.
Well, let's start over, because I covered that first hour. New listeners are like, what the hell are they talking about? Mainstream news, top of Drudge, reanimated birds turned into drones, dead birds turned into drones. Tell them about it.
Yeah, I think there's been like bird-shaped drone technology in use for a long time, and these drones are powered wirelessly through electricity. If you look on YouTube, weird things flying in the Milwaukee sky, there's a 32-second clip of like 50 UFOs flying over a power plant in Milwaukee, and they like start glowing and flying in formation then disappear. It's about from 5 years ago, and anyone who's lived in Milwaukee long enough has seen these like bird-like drones. I've seen them before with witnesses.
You know, I remember like 15 years ago, everybody said they saw like huge dragonflies in D.C. spying on an anti-war protest. Turned out it was a CIA test. They were robot insects.
Yeah, and it makes sense, you know, like for covert reasons to have drones that people would think like, oh, that's just a bird, you know. And in 1898, Nikola Tesla came up with first drone technology. It was a boat, and eventually going to airplanes. And he said himself that airplanes would be powered, airplanes would be powered by remote electricity. So I think this, in tandem with these fake birds, is a great way to spy on people.
Yeah, I mean, I think Tesla was a super genius, way beyond Thomas Edison people, but he kind of gave us 5G. I think it's a horrible idea to have giant broadcasting power everywhere that gives us cancer, so everything has power remotely. I think it's horrible.
Yes, yes. And he specifically talked that, hey, you can't use certain frequencies because they'll get you sick and give you cancer, that you have to use specific frequencies and amplitudes and types of energy that are in sync with humanity to the point that you can actually, you know, improve your body. And he would sit in an electronic field that he would tune to his brain and read books, and it would stimulate his creativity and connection to God. So I think it's just bastardization of Nikola Tesla's technology. You know, what can be used for good can also be used for evil.
No, I think you're right. I'm going to jump the next caller. Thank you so much. Here's a photo of Nikola Tesla in one of his chambers, the electricity all around him. Quite the what, and reading a book, just like you just said. All right, let's start stimulating the neurons in his brain. Cecilia in Seattle, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. This is also a call about Africa. I have a friend who's living in South Africa, and she said at certain times they're down to about 6 hours of electrical power per day.
Yep, you should have power 24 hours a day. And they got rid of apartheid, brought in something 10 times worse. I'm not defending apartheid, but yeah, they're under communist rule now.
So I also think a way, when you talk about global control, I also think that chaos is also a way of control. So one of the things that, for instance, they did bring in this Andre de Ruyters to run the electrical power company. And recently, I mean, his latest initiative was to deal with some of the staffing, because he had a lot of people on staff who were just, you know, holding a position, because South Africa has race-based hiring. They have the black economic empowerment. So he put in a request to fire people, and somebody didn't get the message. They said no, he couldn't. He had resigned, but somebody tried to put cyanide in his coffee. So, or they put cyanide in his coffee, didn't drink it. But,
well, hey, South Africa doesn't get any power. Fine, they want that, let them have it.
Right. But,
well, you're right. Crime is up 10,000%, mass murder death, and it's all internationally run. It's so sad for the average person in South Africa, black or white. And that's the plan for here. You're absolutely right. The globalists want control. They bring in chaos so things collapse so they get control.
Yes. And it'd be great if you could bring Simon Roche back on your show. I know you've had him on before just to talk about what's going on.
We should get Simon Roche back on with the Afrikaners to get an update on Africa.
Yeah, the Tightlanders.
Yep. All right. Thank you so much for the call. Another amazing call. Moving quick. Jacob in Nebraska, you're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Jones. Thank you for having me. God bless you, sir.
God bless you.
First of all, everyone needs to go to Infowars.com and get whatever product they want. If you're sleeping on it, now's the time. So thanks for taking my call. I'm the leader of a band here called Consider the Beast in Nebraska. We're a very conservative area, but the music scene is very liberal. And I see them supporting trans violence. And, yeah, it's just a very toxic scene. So some prayers in this area of the country.
My wife's from Nebraska, and I've been with her for 9 years. And so I've been going up there for 9 years. We've been married almost seven. And it was totally normal until about 3 years ago. And you go anywhere, there's like trans marches and men in dresses everywhere and just crime. And it's totally leftist.
Yeah, it got so bad that even Trump's people wouldn't come here to see our governor. So,
how did they turn it into such a weirdo hellhole in just a few years? Because it was a rat. I mean, I've been there 3 or 4 times since this happened. I mean, we were there like once a year at least, and it's totally changed.
That's a good question. I think they put up a couple of these bars around town, and the nightlife here, it's a college town, so it's pretty lively, you know, young kids. I almost got funneled into the scene, but thankfully, by the hand of God, we were saved from it, and we want to, you know, spread his word with our band. But,
exactly. They're targeting the elementary, the middle school, the high school, and the college students. They want the future to do this so you don't have children.
But I want to talk about Elon Musk. And there's a name of a woman that everyone needs to know. And I saw her from Casey Cusick's podcast, The Watchmen. And he's great. Her name is Jesse Saboter. Her last name is spelled C-Z-E-B-O-T-A-R. Her name is Jesse Saboter. And she is a part of the Cullen Bloodline. The CIA.gov website has a paper called The Illuminati Bloodlines, Bloodlines of the Illuminati. You can read this. She talks about all the inside baseball on the Luciferian Brotherhood. She was in it from an early age. She was the successor to the throne of the Queen Mother of Darkness.
Yeah, listen. I mean, I know about Fritz Springmeier, and I like him, and I know about all that stuff. But we have the globalists out in the open with their program. There's all these people that claim they're secretly this, they're secretly that. And to me, it's just kind of a speculation area. I appreciate your call, because then maybe just go off. This woman says she's that. She says, you can turn the news on, and they're just doing all this horrible stuff. But I will definitely look into that. I've heard of that. I know about the Collins Bloodline. I appreciate your call. All right, we're starting the next hour. We're going to get to all the other callers. Let me do a plug here real quick. Turbo Force was our number one best-selling product until it sold out 8 months ago. Clean, incredible 10-hour energy, all the amino acids, all the natural stimulants. It's all in there. It's over the top, and it funds the broadcast. Back in stock, 25% off Turbo Force, and back in stock, 1776 testosterone boost. What it does for your stamina, your energy, your libido, everything. Yeah, this is a number one national bestseller under another name. We're allowed by the great folks that own the company to private label it with the name 1776 Testosterone Boost. And that is 40% off, but that sale's going to end soon at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Also, we have the Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, even stronger. What it does for your joints, your bones, your immune system is next level. And this version of it even tastes better. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, Ultimate Bone Broth, and so much more. The prebiotics, back in stock. Wow, you should definitely check that out. Get some t-shirts while you're at it. InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. Make a straight donation. You who are keeping this on air, I thank you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.